It's kind of a change of scenery from a week ago.
It is
this a little more relaxing for you, you think?
Or? A lot more relaxing. Yeah, no, a lot more relaxing. I'm excited. I played some mixed doubles in team tennis, but this is kind of the first. It's been a while, so I'm excited to play.
Well, you're a good doubles player. You can kind of rely on some experience, I guess, against some people you don't even know, never even heard of before. So is that something a little different? You see this when you play, you see the same players over and over again. This is, you don't know who you're going to play.
Exactly.
Against.
I mean, hopefully I can tap into the experience. I'm just out here excited to play and, you know, and just have fun and see where it goes.
I know that you won mixed doubles title, maybe doubles title this year already. So obviously you're right back in form. So how do you feel going into this tournament and the level of competition you expect to see here?
Oh, I mean, I feel really good. The last few months, me and my partner on tour, Megan Moulton Lee, we've been playing really well together.
Right.
So I'm kind of just jumping. Basically, it's another tournament for me. I'm kind of, you know, in tournament mode to begin with. And I know there's a lot of really good players. There's some players that have played on tour with me that have maybe just recently retired. So, I mean, the competition's going to be really tough. But, yeah, I'm excited just to have fun.
What would you say? I'm not going to call you old because maybe you're older than some of the people here. The key to playing past the age of 30 at a high level, what are you kind of at this point?
I mean, for me, like, I've had two kids, so I've had some time off, so I haven't really grinded it out on tour per se, because I've had some time off with two kids, but I guess the biggest thing is trying to stay in really good shape, and I love it, I enjoy it, and as long as I can keep doing it, I'm going to pursue my dreams.
Any thoughts about playing the day after the hottest day in Georgia history? What's that like? Have you prepared any differently?
Yeah, I've had a lot of water and Gatorade. Yeah, just trying to mentally prepare myself because it was so cold in London. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll be good to go today, tomorrow, but yesterday was miserable.
Well, you got that post-Wimbledon virus.
Yeah.
Over the years, since you've been traveling and playing over the years, and technology's kind of changed, what do you kind of bring along with you on long plane flights or in the hotels at night or whatever, kind of to keep you occupied? How has that changed over the years?
Oh, I mean, gosh, when I first started on tour, there were no computers or Skype, or you had to go find a payphone and a calling card that lasted like 5 minutes. And now, you know, my family doesn't travel full time with me, so for sure a computer and Skyping all the time. That's the biggest thing. Because they're the most important. Other than that, just.
You would say you couldn't live without your computer, probably,
for sure.
On the road.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Or iPhone. Yeah.
Andy, we talked a bit about, obviously, that experience. You played, I know, at the U.S. Open. So what does it feel like now? Do you think you have a clear view of where you're going as compared to some of the college players who've only watched on TV or maybe even been in person just to watch?
I mean, there's a lot of players out here, I think, that have played the college of the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't really know per se how they're thinking. I know for me, I'm just out here having fun and hopefully we can do well. I've never played mixed doubles at the U.S. Open, so that would be exciting for me to do. So, but the biggest thing is have fun and just compete and try my hardest.
Do you get a lot of younger players coming up to you, maybe picking your brain a little bit, asking for advice, and what's the one thing you would tell them if you could give them one piece of advice, someone that's maybe coming out of college or in college and looking to play professionally?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I mean, for me, I think in order to stay out on the tour and to do well, you have to, first of all, love it.